Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Jesse wrote me the following. I had it here a second ago. Where is it? Jesse writes, Kevin, why are you so optimistic about the changed roster? Not one of the free agents they signed was in demand. Most are just Jags, you know, just a guy, plural. I actually think the roster last year with Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson on offense, and Montez Sweat and Kendall Fuller on defense was better. This is a long-haul play. I'm happy about what they've done. I like their draft, but this isn't a quick fix. Your optimism for a quick turnaround is misguided. It's a good email, Jesse. I appreciate that. You can follow me and tweet me on Twitter at Kevin Sheehan DC. You can send me an email through the show's website at theteam980.com or thekevinsheehanshow.com. So I liked this email from Jesse, because it struck a nerve with me as it relates to my optimism about the roster being better. Now, I'm not optimistic about this team this year simply based on the roster being better. I'm more optimistic about this team because so much has changed. You've got a professional front office picking players. You've got a very experienced head coach and coaching staff. You've got players that have been brought in with experience who have played well recently, who are also entering those years in which perhaps they're ready to play their best football. I think some of the players that were here last year didn't play well because it was a very toxic situation here last year. I like John Allen and Daron Payne and Terry McLaurin as players. I like Quan Martin, Sam Cosmi, and others as players. But, you know, the number one reason for me being optimistic for the first time in forever is I believe in the quarterback, and I believe that there's a chance, I have a hunch, that the quarterback is going to play well and play well quickly. But the bottom line is, that's not, you know, I'm not into a quick fix. I want this to be a long haul, sustained thing over time. I just think it may come sooner. That's a hunch that I have, that I think they could end up being much more competitive this year than maybe a lot of people do. But Jesse's email does point out, with respect to the roster, you know, four players that are definitely better, or at least it's a wash with the players that essentially are in their positional spot. You know, I think specific to that roster, you could make the case that Montez Sweat alone, if he were on this roster, would be worth, you know, two to three of the one-year free agent players they signed. You know, I'm not going to concede defensively that they're like not as good as they were last year talent-wise, because I think Wagner, Luvu, and Chin alone, along with the prospect that Sanrastil is going to be a playmaker and a significant contributor as a rookie, I still think you'd have a slight edge defensively. But there's no doubt that Sweat and Fuller defensively are better than the players that they chose to replace them. Now, the new group, Adam Peters, did not have a choice on Sweat, and Fuller was a free agent and ended up signing a deal with the Dolphins, where I think he is scheduled to start, I'm pretty sure, at corner. I could be wrong about that. Denton, look that up. Is Fuller in the starting lineup for the Dolphins? I think he is.
I believe he is. I'll find their depth chart.
Offensively, you could make the case that Gibson and Eckler, it's a wash because of Gibson's age and what he may have had the opportunity to become on it, you know, with a coordinator and a quarterback that were upgrades from what they've had in the past. Now, I would say that you're 2 years removed, Austin Eckler-wise, from a season in which he rushed for 915 yards and caught 107 passes, totaling over 1,600 yards with 18 touchdowns in 2022. If you get anything resembling the Austin Eckler from just 2 years ago, okay, it wasn't 5 years ago or 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 2022, the dude had 18 touchdowns and over 1,600 yards combined as pass yardage and rushing yardage with 107 caught balls. But I was a big fan of Antonio Gibson, so I get that. And I think Gibson could have thrived in whatever they're planning to do with Eckler, and he was a younger player and perhaps more of an explosive player. And then Curtis Samuel, no doubt, Jesse, would have fit in with this offense. He would have been penciled in as a starter. You know, if they had signed Curtis Samuel, they wouldn't have gone out and signed Zacchaeus, I don't think. Maybe they would have brought Crowder back for punt returns. But I guess I read this because I was thinking, you know, the roster isn't like massively better than it was last year. Last year, you almost, I do anyway, I want to take it and toss it. It was absolutely doomed before it began. You had a head coach that told John Keim before the season started that when he's gone, send him his Super Bowl ring for leaving all of those good players that he had drafted and signed. I mean, how delusional was Ron when it came to that? But he was already talking about his lack of presence as the head coach beyond 2023. He knew he wasn't going to be here. There's no doubt that the Eric Bieniemy hire was, I shouldn't say there's no doubt, there's certainly reason to believe that it was a favor done to his friend and for his friend, Andy Reid. I mean, nobody in the league wanted this guy, including Andy Reid. Ron, will you give him a shot? Since you're not going to be the coach in 2024 anyway, what does it matter? The whole season was doomed. They had some decent players on the team last year. It was not a roster completely depleted of talent. I'm not saying it was a top half of the league roster. It wasn't. I did think defensively they certainly had some talent, and you put Sweat and Fuller back in that mix, and Fuller had a good year, and Sweat, you know, ended up having a much better year when he got traded to Chicago. But it's not about roster versus roster. It's a good point that those four players alone are better than the four players that replace them, or at least, you know, equal to the four players that replace them. And I get that point. But it's really about the overall. It's the coaching staff. It's the front office. It's the coaching staff, not just the head coach. It's the staff that they have in place. It is the quality of player that they brought in. Again, better than Sweat? No. Better than Fuller? No. Better than Curtis Samuel? No. Better than Gibson? Probably yes, but not by much when you consider the age, etc. But it's, you know, a roster that they drafted, you know, we hope well for the first time in years, and that some of those players will participate and contribute in a major way. And then some of the guys like Wagner, Luvu, Chin, etc., Biotish, are not only veteran players, in some cases very veteran, but they are high quality, you know, culture guys. But I'm not saying that that's the reason. Luvu, Chin, and Wagner and Biotish are good players, you know, as well. And then again, you know, 3/5 of their offensive line is going to be different. You know, if Brandon Coleman ends up starting, it's Allegretti, Coleman, and Biotish. That's 3/5 of the line is brand new. And of course, this is really at the end of the day about the quarterback. It's about the quarterback and whether or not he turns out to have been the right selection. Anyway, decent point overall on me getting a little bit over my skis on how much better this roster is than last year's roster, because A, we don't really know yet, but B, there were some players on the roster last year that are no longer here that you could easily make the case they would have been better off having.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.